Today's between master and disciples will be presented in Korean and English with subtitles in English, Arabic, Oroxese or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian,
Czechoslovak,
French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese,
Korean,
Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish,
and Thai.
Korean은 수천 년간 이어져 내려왔습니다. 고려란 이름은 고려 왕조에서 유래됐습니다. 고려는 높고 아름답다는 뜻이며 한국 경치의 특징인 맑은 호수와 산천을 적절히 묘사한 것입니다. 한반도의 척추는 태백산맥으로 그 끝에는 한국인이 영적으로 신성시하는 백두산이 자리잡고 있습니다. 신비로운 아름다움과 태고의 환경을 지닌 이 산은 수많은 순례자와 여행객들을 한결같이 매료시킵니다.
한국은 조용한 아침의 나라로 알려져 있습니다. 문화적 자부심을 가진 이 나라는 전통 문화와 현대적 문화가 적절하게 어울려져 있는데요. 고대 왕궁과 성스러운 사원이 고층 건물과 같은 초현대 시설과 나란히 공존하고 있습니다.
한국인들은 영성의 개발에 신실하고 열렬하여 깨달은 스승을 진심으로 환영했습니다. 1992년 처음 축복을 받은 후 많은 축복을 누렸습니다. 그 다음해인 1993년 세계 순회 강연의 일환으로 칭하의 무상사는 서울과 부산에서 강연했으며 수천 명의 사람들이 그녀의 사랑과 평화의 메시지를 받고 기쁨에 넘쳤습니다.
스승님은 1994년과 1997년에 다시 한국을 찾았습니다. 1997년 방한 기간 동안 조순 서울시장은 칭하의 무상사를 친견하는 영광을 누렸습니다. 그 후 1998년 5월 6일 한국 출가승들은 칭하의 무상사를 영동센터 개막식에 초대해서 한국에서 국제 선호 행사를 개최했습니다. 수천 명의 구도자들이 5대주로부터 모여들어 선행사에 참가를 했었고 스승님 생신과 어머니 날의 성대한 축하 행사로 선은 막을 내렸습니다.
과거 몇 년 동안 칭하의 무상사와 국제협회 회원들은 1995년, 96년, 98년 북한의 기근 피해자들에게 2,000톤의 쌀 원조를 포함해 북한 주민들에게 구호품을 제공해 왔습니다.
가장 최근 구호로는 2007년 북한의 심각한 홍수 상황을 들으신 칭하의 무상사께서 홍수 이재민을 돕기 위해 북한의 미와 5만 불을 기증하신 것입니다. 칭하의 무상사는 또한 한국의 화재, 가뭄, 홍수, 태풍, 각종 재난의 이재민에게도 지원금을 보냈습니다.
국제협회 회원들은 요양원을 방문했고 교도소도 방문해 칭하의 무상사의 가르침을 수감자들과 나눴습니다. 스승님의 인도적인 활동과 강연을 통해 칭하의 무상사는 한국 전역에 알려지게 되었습니다.
이제 1994년 4월 16일 한국 서울에서 있었던 칭하의 무상사와 협회 회원들 간의 담화.
제목은 생선 딸기입니다.
Yeah, they might think, okay, it's pollution, I overwork, I don't sleep, or anything we do. Because headache people often have, they don't think about it.
But some of our brothers and sisters switched to organic, and we feel a lot better since
cool.
we did.
Yeah, I believe you.
And we even meditate better. I can feel the difference if I eat really very pure food. I can sit more still. Sometimes I get agitated when I eat food that's not very good for me.
Right, right. It's true. That I can confirm with you. If some people in the kitchen, if they love their job, they do it devotedly and with love to offer things to people, the food tastes better. So sometimes the same person cook with a different mood, I also feel different.
I think it's also important to have things that are really fresh, because I learned that if, for example, flour, if it's very fresh, just ground, it's much more nutritious, even if you just keep it for a few hours.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah. Yeah, in India, for example, when I taste the chapati there, it tastes better than here, because they ground it with the stone mortar, and they do it every day, or maybe just for every couple of days. They don't do it a lot. They do it at home, you know, and just a little quantity, enough for 1 or 2 days, or 1 or 2 meals. Yeah, and it tastes like heaven. Also in Italy, for example, I eat spaghetti there. It tastes different than I eat here in any hood at all, in any pizza restaurant. It tastes different. Rarely you can find some good one. In Singapore, I have one favorite restaurant. Sometimes I went there to eat pizza. Sometimes I could eat 1, 2, or 3 pizza, very thin and small. But it's so nice. And I asked, I don't know why it's the same looking like in other restaurants don't taste so good. So I asked them, what do you do with the pizza? How did you do it? He said, oh, we don't have this pizza today. I said, why is that? He said, because the flour didn't come yet. They imported the flour from Italy, the one that is good, that place is good. That's why the quality always the same. It's not just like anything. Maybe in that reason they grow organic flour, or it's especially good in that region. So they just keep shipping it in. And if they don't have flour, they don't make that pizza. Yeah, that's how I find out. And when I was in Germany, my ex-husband and I, we grow tomatoes. And the tomato just crawling on the ground, because there's so many, many fruit. So much he crawl on the ground. He cannot stand no more. We give him a lot of legs, but he's still crawling there. So much food, and it tastes so good. And when I was younger, as a kid, I grow also vegetable for fun. You know, I grow tomato and all that. And it tastes also so good. I hardly can find such a tasty tomato anymore. Even though now they grow bigger than my tomato, but don't taste so good. There's no fragrance. I don't know. There's something in a tomato that make you like it so much. And some old tomato, it tastes just like water. Mm. So it could be the organic and the love they put into it, yeah? So you be careful what you eat, guys. It affects your meditation also. Mm? According to experience. Oh, that's enough with food right now, okay? Anything else better than food? Yeah, but it's important to know.
My question is that before I got initiated, I had already heard a sound. And after I got initiated, this sound is more clear and beautiful.
That's right.
And when I do daily job, driving a car or washing a dishes,
you can also hear the sound.
Yeah,
okay. It's okay. It's very good. It should be that way.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Sometimes I went to Austin Center in the house. You've been there before? That's after 3 years and 4 years after that. It still smells good. Yeah. It's, every time I went in, it smells so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. A kind like a sandalwood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much more than perfume.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't use sandalwood perfume anyway. Yeah.
Oh, that's it's good. Natural. I love it. And even I cover something, I still hear it. Yeah, I
you
still
hear the smell?
Yeah.
This is Vietnamese translated into English. In Vietnamese, we say, we hear the smell. Nghe mùi, huh? Are you Vietnamese by chance? I'm sure. Are you? Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. This is a Vietnamese translation into English. I hear the smell, yeah. Hear the fragrance. You're welcome. In Vietnamese, we say, in Vietnam, you know, the country, the word for country is nước, it also means water. So all the Vietnamese say, I came from water, Vietnam. When they first came, it's very cute. Actually, the way the Vietnamese people use it is also correct, because we don't also smell with the nose, you know. We smell with our wisdom inside. We can hear the smell too. Then why not, right? Because we don't hear with the ears anymore, and we don't see with the eyes anymore, and so anything is correct. So the way they use it is probably from the ancient time, when people were still very spiritually conscious. Yeah, anything else?
I just realized one thing. Every time we live in the world, every minute, but as you said, it's a school. So every second or every minute is studying, even you sleep. Is that correct? I ask the inner master, and the answer is yes.
Yeah, sure. Not really a school. It's just the thing you should know, the thing you should remember. All the things you think you learn is all the thing you already knew. Just now you begin to remember. And every minute, every second, you remember more about yourself or anything that's useful or not useful from your past inner wisdom. Yeah? Then, of course, you can say it at school, but actually you know everything already. Okay. Everything I said to you, everything you asked me, everything I answered, you already knew. Just either you wanted to remain ignorant for fun, or you just don't realize that you know. That's why you have to dig inside your wisdom and understand it. Yeah? I don't really need to say anything to you. By meditating together alone with me or with fellow initiates and thinking of the Master, you will also know the answer. Just sometimes you are impatient. Or sometimes you are too busy outside, yeah? And you get a confused message inside and you don't know whether it's true or not. Yeah. But everything that you ask me, you already knew. Or at least the Master answered you inside right away. If we calm down, we know everything. You can say it's a school, but we don't have anything else to learn anymore, actually. We already knew everything. We are Buddha, yeah? We have forgotten. So the moment we get enlightened, we begin to remember. So every second, every time, of course you remember more. That's a kind of school too. Yeah, you know how to react with a certain situation, and you know how to deal with certain problem. These are not because you learn, but because you really remember.
Thank you.
Yeah, nobody can teach a Buddha, can awaken a Buddha, but not to teach a Buddha. Everything you ask me here is just for the brain, just to amuse yourself and just to clear your brain of some problem. Otherwise, you know everything inside, everything you need to know, you have. Every talent you need for fun, you have. Yeah, everything you know already, just to remember. And the Kuan Yin and the Quan Quang, the light and the sound, will help you to remember, because that's your real self. The light and the sound is your real self. The more you remember your real self, the more you know everything that you knew before. See what I mean? So everything you don't know is because of the brain obstructed you. Every wrong information, every wrong reaction you do is because of the brain. It distorted the information from your own wisdom, filter it and make it wrongly, make it less than accurate. Yeah? Okay. Yes, ma'am?
Yes, sir. I'd like to have a question, please. There are two kinds of Buddha, poor Buddha and rich Buddha,
two kinds of Buddha.
And that means... They exceed a lot of kind of Buddha, right?
Yeah, yeah. Some
and then
poor Buddha, some rich Buddha.
Suffering and happy Buddha, right?
Ah, true.
Wow.
Wow. No, the Buddha inside is the same. It's just the outside circumstances. We are born into different situation, and we have different marked destiny and road to go. Yeah.
And we, of course, do not want to be a suffering Buddha.
For example. Before you were born, yeah?
Yes.
Before you're born into this life, you have chosen a path to go. All right? Suppose you don't like that path now. Of course you can change.
Okay.
You can change. But don't walk that path.
And at least we can become rich.
Oh, sure.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
You change. Change your way of thinking. Change your business. Uh-huh. Change your way of managing your money. You become rich. You become rich not always by earning more, but by saving more, by managing more of your life, by simplify your life, buying only what really necessary, and only what really suit your pocket. Yeah? Never buy more so that you have to pay mortgage and pay debt and that the interest is very high and you will pay more than you earn. You see? Being rich, not always necessarily that you have millions of dollars, but nevertheless you can also. Okay. Yeah. The more you save, the richer you become. Most people, they spend a lot even though they earn a lot, so they are poor. Before, I don't have a lot of money, but I'm always rich. Because I never had any debt.
In fact, so I think that at least we can hope that we can be richer in the future.
Oh, sure,
because
can hope. Hope you can always.
Become Buddha, the most difficult we can.
I have already told you how to become rich in the last lecture somewhere. Okay? It's very easy to be rich, believe me. Very easy. Just have to know how where to look for opportunity, yeah? And what to do. Very easy to become rich. Easier than anything else. It's not that difficult to become rich. Just most people don't think they could become rich. And what you think, you become. You are powerful. Set your mind to become rich, then you will be. Okay? The main reason is you want to become Buddha. But the rich Buddha is even better, for sure, I know that. Why not, huh? More fun, huh? Yeah. Everything you need to know, you have. Every talent you need for fun, you have. Yeah. Everything you know already. Just to remember. And the Guan Yin and the Guan Guang, the light and the sound, will help you to remember, because that's your real self. The light and the sound is your real self. The more you remember your real self, the more you know everything that you knew before.
오늘 스승과 제자 사이를 시청해 주셔서 감사합니다.
내일 계속해서 칭하이 무상사와 협회 회원들의 담화 생선딸기 4부가 방송되니 많은 시청 부탁드립니다. 이어서 주목한 뉴스 대 사랑스러운 삶의 터전 지구가 스프링 마스터 텔레비전에서 방영됩니다. 신의 축복이 여러분의 삶에 가득하길 바랍니다.
We thank you for your company on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 4 of The Fish Strawberry, a discussion with Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members. Up next is Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, right after Nurati News here on Supreme Master Television. Farewell and God bless.